Live from the College of Communication, Arts and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? You are now locked into WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Happy December 27th, 2017. This is our first live show since, of course, bidding you all adieu just before the Christmas holiday. I really hope you all had a fantastic Christmas with loved ones. And we're back at it, folks. I tell you what, Christmas, it came, it went, and now we have three fantastic shows that will close out the week right here live on WKAR AM 870 94.5 FM as we get you Spartan fans ready for Michigan State bowling. That's right, as the Spartans are right now out in San Diego, California. Beautiful San Diego, California. Getting ready to take on the Washington State Cougars. Quite the contrast when comparing weather, right? It's about, you know, like 1 degrees outside right now here in mid-Michigan. Below freezing, if you really want to get specific when it comes to the wind chill and all that, all those different factors, right? It's pretty cold here in the great state of Michigan. And you look at San Diego, it's like 60 degrees, gets up to like 70 around this time of the year, and the Spartans are ready. They truly are. So I really hope you guys had a great Christmas. New Year's is right around the corner now. I really hope you guys celebrate safely this weekend. But until then, we have a hot show that will keep all of you out there warm, at least from 1 to 2 p.m. Here on WKAR's Current Sports. We'll talk Holiday Bowl with former Current Sports production assistant and now Impact Sports beat writer, my man Swy. That's right, Zach Swyzicki will join us live from San Diego, California, as the Spartans and Washington State will actually hold a press conference. Both Coach Leach and, of course, Coach D'Antonio will be speaking to the media. And so before they speak to the media in about, what, less than 30 minutes here, they're planning to speak to the media at 1:30 p.m., Zach will join us in about less than 15 minutes now to help preview what he expects from that press conference. And also, he'll give us an update as to what the Spartans have been up to other than practice out in San Diego, California. We'll talk some Detroit Lions as well. And the chatter is really, really loud. And it seems to be getting louder by the day now, seeing as though the Lions just laid an egg against the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday. And they will close out the regular season this Sunday against the Green Bay Packers. But with the loss to Cincinnati, the Lions have officially been eliminated from playoff contention. Of course, Lions fans from here to Pluto are certainly upset, and they are calling for the job of Jim Caldwell. So, should the Lions fire Jim Caldwell? I'll address that question. On the back end of the show, we'll talk about the Larry Johnson Washington Post story as it pertains to chronic traumatic encephalopathy. It's a conversation that you talk about, a conversation that's been ramped up in recent years, right? Head injuries in football. And reading the Larry Johnson story, oh boy, it just really put a lot of things in perspective as it pertains to the safety of the game. We'll have that, and we'll have weekend winners for you. All of that, all the while, taking your calls and comments pick up the phone and dial 517-355-WKAR. 517-355-9527 is the number to call if you would like to be a part of the show. You can also join us via social media. We have the live stream up and running at facebook.com/currentsports. You can leave a comment below that video. I'll read it live here on our airwaves, or you can even tweet me. My Twitter handle is at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR_sports. So multiple ways in which you can weigh in. But hey, you know what's next. You know how we start this party. Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. Adding to the Michigan State Football Holiday Bowl experience, the Spartans got the opportunity to tour the USS Essex, the second ship to be commissioned in the WASP class of multi-purpose assault ships. The principal mission of the 844-foot-long, 44,000-ton USS Essex is to conduct prompt, sustained operations at sea, primarily as the centerpiece and flagship of the Ready Group. Now, LHDs provide the means to transport, deploy, command, and support all elements of a Marine landing force of over 2,000 troops during an assault by air and craft. So, very cool stuff. The Spartans got a chance to board the USS Essex and get an amazing tour. If you have not seen the footage of this tour, we actually have it posted on our website at WKAR.org. You can also just simply go to Facebook.com/currentsports as we've put the link up to that very video. Now, in addition, aviation electronics technician third class Tyrese Jamison was named a Spartan honorary captain for the Holiday Bowl. Jamison was presented a Michigan State jersey from head coach Mark D'Antonio and took a group photo with the entire team. Also, a presentation of the Admiral U.S. Grant Sharp Trophy was presented to longtime Spartan head strength and conditioning coach Ken Manny, who called it the greatest honor he's ever received. Wow, unbelievably cool stuff. Again, check out that footage. Just simply go to WKAR.org. All right, Michigan, U of M is making its fourth Outback Bowl appearance, though this will be the first for most on the coaching staff and roster. Now, the team arrived in Tampa Bay, Florida yesterday at 1 p.m. in preparation to play South Carolina on New Year's Day. They practiced for the first time yesterday. Michigan returns to practice in less than 30 minutes at 1:30 p.m. for a 2-plus-hour practice. It's second in less than 24 hours since arriving in Florida after offensive coordinator Tim Drevno and offensive players are scheduled to speak to the media. After, players from Michigan and South Carolina will compete in a team bowling night from 6 to 8:30 in Splitsville out in Tampa. Very cool stuff. All right. The Duke Blue Devils scored the game's first two touchdowns and saw Northern Illinois tie the score with a series of big plays in the Quick Lane Bowl at Ford Field. But just as it showed resolve in surviving a six-game losing streak to make a bowl game, Duke came back with a vengeance to score the game's final 22 points in a 36-14 win over Northern Illinois. Now, the win means the Blue Devils have a winning season for the fourth time in the last 5 years prior to this streak of success under coach David Cutcliffe. Duke had just 5 winning seasons from 1975 to 2012. The Blue Devils in the year 7-6. Michigan State sophomore men's basketball players Miles Bridges. He was named the Big Ten Player of the Week on Tuesday. Michigan State ranked number 2 in the AP and USA Today Top 25 coaches polls. Host Cleveland State this Friday at 6 p.m. Bridges averaged 25 points, 7.5 rebounds, and 3 assists while connecting on 64.3% of his shots from the field. He was 18 of 28 in 2 games. He was remarkable last week. Now, against Houston Baptist on December 18th, Bridges tied his career high with 33 points, hitting 11 of 14 shots from the floor, four three-pointers, and all seven of his free throws to go with six boards and five assists. He followed that up with 17 points, nine boards, and a win over Long Beach State. All right, speculation about Jim Caldwell's future with the Detroit Lions has turned up into really widespread belief that he is coaching his last game. But Caldwell insisted yesterday that he's not worried about his job security or anything other than Sunday's season finale against the Green Bay Packers. Quote, "I'm not concerned about how I feel and those kinds of things. That doesn't matter. The thing is, we've got a game left to play. It's an opportunity for our guys to get better. We have 16 opportunities, and you can't take them for granted." End quote. The Lions were eliminated from the playoffs with Sunday's 26-17 loss to the Cincinnati Bengals, of all teams. A game that ensured that they will finish with fewer than 10 wins for the third straight season. Lions president Rod Wood, he declined an interview request after the game. And general manager Bob Quinn is not expected to address Caldwell's future until after the Packers game. I'll address and give my thoughts on the future of Jim Caldwell in just a moment. Reggie Jackson's right ankle sprain, x-rays were taken actually on Tuesday. They were negative with an MRI scheduled for Wednesday. But Reggie Jackson of the Pistons, that ankle sprain really sucked a good deal of oxygen out of a fairly significant win on Tuesday as the Pistons throttled division rival Indiana 107-83 to win the season series 3-1 over a team that's been at their hip in the standings for the last few weeks. The win lifted the Pistons to 19-14, a half game better than Indy's 19-15. The Pistons currently hold the number 4 seed in the East with Washington and Indiana right on their heels. Jackson was playing no less than one of his best games of the season, registering, get this, 13 assists in 21 minutes. The Pistons will next play the Orlando Magic on the road tomorrow. And also, I wanted to throw this NBA tidbit in there. San Antonio Spurs head coach Greg Popovich had a very simple response when he was asked why it's important to donate to charities. But while it is simple, it's also amazing, as are many things the wise 68-year-old basketball guru says. Popovich says he's super rich and others are in need. And if you don't give to others, you are a jerk. Here's the quote in his words from the San Antonio Express News' Tom Orsborn. He says, quote, this is what Pop had to say, quote, "Because we are rich as hell and we don't need it all and people don't need it. And you are an blank if you don't give it." Pretty simple, end quote. That's from Greg Popovich, head coach of the San Antonio Spurs, always keeping it real. And last but not least, want to note that the Detroit Red Wings, the Wing Will, is in action tonight. The Wings will hit the road to play the New Jersey Devils tonight, 7 p.m. at Wells Fargo Center. The Wings are coming in off of back-to-back losses last week. That wraps up your current sports quick hit headliners. If you want to be a part of the show, you know that number, 517-355-WKAR. 517-355-9527 is the number to call. Join us via social media, facebook.com/currentsports. And again, tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or at WKAR_sports is the show's official Twitter handle. Let's keep it pushing.
real special today, you know, just to have an opportunity to go through a ship like this and see it up close and personal. And you have a respect for what everybody goes through here in terms of on this ship, being out deployed out at sea for seven to 9 months at a time. You know, just really hard to put it into words. A lot of you guys saw it, and the monstrosity of it and the complicatedness, all that type of thing. Impressive.
Just an unbelievable experience for us. To be able to, you know, see some of the things that most of us will never be able to see again in our lifetimes. This is just a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You know, it was an awesome experience being able to, you know, spend time with the people that are on the ship, and we've learned a lot. It was a really cool experience for us to be able to do this.
It's just a blessing, you know, plus getting away from football, like you constantly, the grind 24/7, you know, we always grinding. So being able to step out and have fun, you know, it's something new, being able to be out here in San Diego and see the zoo. And so I think tomorrow we're going to see the aircraft carrier, and it's just different stuff. You get to see different things that, you know, you might not be able to see on a normal trip, like a regular football game, you know. So being in bowl week is fun.
Yes, a little bit of the boys. This thing called love here on this Wednesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. It feels so good to be back. Happy holidays to you and yours. I really hope you all had a fantastic Christmas out there. I know I did. Got back from the D, Detroit, West Side, where I'm born and raised, right? On the playground is where I spent most of my days. No, really, I really did growing up from the west side of Detroit. Got a chance to see the family, though. Saw grandma, my aunts, my uncles, cousins, my dad, my sister, nephews. It was fantastic. There is nothing like seeing family around this time of the year. You know, at times we take them for granted, right? Oh, boy. It was nothing but love, though, over the weekend. Really quickly, I want to give a big shout out to our engineer this week on WKAR's Current Sports, seeing as though our very own Ian Hawley is down in beautiful Florida enjoying time with his family until after New Year's. But we've got our very own Karell Vega engineering Current Sports for the very first time. Karell, thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to you, man. How was your Christmas?
It was wonderful, Al. Thank you. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be here anytime. Definitely. It was great. Yeah, you know, I had a celebration on Friday, a little celebration with my girlfriend's family. Did it again on Monday.
Right.
We had Hanukkah earlier in the month, too. So, you know, my daughter's really confused now that it's all over. She's not getting presents anymore. She's like, what's going on?
Right. She's like, what is going on
exactly.
Here? Where's my presents? I want to rip something open, right?
There you go.
Oh, that's great stuff, man. Well, it's great to have you, Karell. We're going to rock it out as we customarily do each and every weekday here on WKAR AM 870 94.5 FM, all the way up until 2 p.m. But right now, I want to get right to our guest for today, our first guest for today's Current Sports, because I just confirmed a second guest. I'll let you know who that is in just a moment. But first, I want to get to my man, Swiezycki. Zach Swiezycki, former Current Sports production assistant and now beat reporter for Impact Sports. Swy is actually out on the West Coast following the Michigan State football team in preparation for the Holiday Bowl as the Spartans and the Washington State Cougars will get it on tomorrow night in the Holiday Bowl. Zach, how you doing, my friend?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm nice and warm. How are you doing?
I'm sure you are. Okay, just you had to rub that in our face right here in Michigan. I'm pretty sure you, as you know, it is like 1 degree outside or below. It's really below zero. And, you know, I've been watching and following, of course, the Spartans trip out there and, you know, and the days leading up to tomorrow night's Holiday Bowl. It looks beautiful. Well, what's the temperature out there? If you can just bring a little sunshine to us here at Current Sports.
It's low 60s right now. It was 55 when we got in last night off the plane. I think it was three degrees in Chicago, 55 here last night. All the native San Diegoans, I believe is the right term.
Right.
And also, that was cold, and I was sweating when we got off the plane.
I'm sure, right? Yeah, when you go from 3 degrees to the 50s, that's pretty nice, I must say, Zach. So in that same context, can you just kind of set the scene for us? I mean, again, you've been there now for, what, just a little over a day now. Zach, just being there out in San Diego, What's it been like for you being around the team? I know in about 10 minutes, you guys will be getting ready for the press conference from head coach Leach and head coach D'Antonio. But what's it been like so far for you?
You know, it's an interesting energy. I think the team is definitely excited about the opportunity to get to 10 wins after, you know, the 3-9 season last year. Opportunity to get to 10 wins. Not a lot of people in the media, I mean, including myself, I don't think 10 wins was going to be even close to an option this season.
Right.
And they're really looking forward to that. And I think even some of the experience that they've had here going on the carrier yesterday has humbled them a little bit and give them, especially the seniors. I saw a quote from Chris Fry talking about how he saw one of the kids on the plane that's actually, you know, going in the armed forces, that he just graduated from high school. So that really gave Chris Fry, you know, a little bit of a juxtaposition of how lucky he is to be able to play football. But, I mean, as far as the team goes, no injuries on MSU's side to really note of that we can tell, at least until the game tomorrow, if there's anything. Washington State, we saw the quarterback, Luke Falk. He may or may not have a left hand, left arm injury. That's something to note that hopefully we'll find out from Mike Leach.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see what he says at his press conference here. And again, just 9 minutes. So I guess that's kind of the scene here. Again, warm weather. I'm looking to see what Brian Lewerke can do after struggling throughout November in the cold weather, coming back to, you know, his side of the country, back to warm weather to see what he can do. And yeah, I mean, the team is from what we've been able to see, ready to go.
Yeah, and I know that, you know, Brian being from, what, Arizona, he's going to have a lot of family in the house for that matchup tomorrow night, right, Swy?
Yeah, expected to have a decent showing from the Lewerke clan and just MSU fans as a whole. I mean, we're here at the Hyatt, which is like the Big Ten hotel, quote-unquote, which is where the team's staying, and all majority of fans, we've seen just waves of green and white. I mean, not also to note, we've seen a lot of Wazoo fans as well. So it should be a pretty packed house at Qualcomm.
Yeah, without a doubt. And so I know you're limited on time here. I want to just keep you for at least just three more minutes here. And then, of course, you got to cover the press conference. And I'm curious, when it comes to the presser as well, is it just Coach Leach and Coach D talking? Are players going to be available at all?
From what we've been told, it's just the two head coaches. But those two, it's a very interesting dynamic, so it should be pretty fun.
Without a doubt, because you got Coach D'Antonio, who's so to the book, and Coach Leach loves to joke around, and he's a walking soundbite, isn't he, Swy?
Yeah, he's something else.
Without a doubt. All right, I want to ask you this question, Zach, before we get you out of here. You look at, you know, I go back to a statement that you just made. I mean, nobody thought that Michigan State was going to get close to double-digit wins this year after coming off a 3-9 season. But here they sit, back to bowling against a really good Washington State team. Quite the year for Coach D'Antonio. So I asked you, Swy, what does a game like this provide for Michigan State going into next year? Or, you know, no matter what happens tomorrow night, this is the way I look at it, no matter what happens tomorrow night, Michigan State has already really won.
No, definitely. I think this is a successful season, whether they win or not. But just considering they've been able to get to a bowl, be able to get the extra practices, get the younger players in that are going to be a big piece of the team next year. I mean, even considering such a young team, they're not going to be losing really anyone outside of Brian Allen unless L.J. Scott runs for 300 yards and decides to declare for the draft. They're really not going to be losing anyone. So it's just more practice for a team that's very young and is bringing back the majority of the team. So I think that's something it brings. And the game itself, I mean, if they win this game, you're looking at a possibly top 15 rank in the rankings going into next season and a decent schedule with most of their tough games at home.
So with that being said, Swy, who has the edge in this matchup?
It's tough because I think this is a very even matchup considering Mufi Mata'afa, the D lineman for Washington State, one of their leaders, is going to be out for the first half because of the personal foul in their last game to end the season. I think that's going to play into it. So I think the first half, if Michigan State is able to get out and get to that quick start that they've done a few times this season but not consistently, that could really be the game right there if they're able to get into a quick lead there in the first half. Considering Washington State also has a couple of their top receivers out because of Mike Leach deciding to kind of part ways with a mutual part there because of team rules. I think that's going to play into it. And I don't know, especially if Luke Falk is injured. Again, we'll see what Mike Leach has to say here in just 5 minutes. It's tough to really say that the line in Vegas shifted from 3 points in favor of Wazoo to now two, I believe it was 1.5 when I checked this morning in favor of Washington, or excuse me, Michigan State.
Oh, boy.
So I think that kind of tells you the story right there. I think Michigan State does have the slight edge tomorrow in the Holiday Bowl.
This is going to be a really, 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 really close one. I certainly believe that as well. All right, my man, Zachary Swiezicki. I know you got to get back to work, my man. You can follow Zach on Twitter at Zach, Z-A-C-H-W, S-W-I-E-S, Zachary Swiezicki on Twitter. I'm pretty sure you'll be tweeting out and having live tweets from the press conference. Right, Zach?
Yeah, I think we'll be live streaming from at @WDBM_sports, the whole presser, and then we'll also have live tweets, so they're the best quotes.
All right, great stuff. Swy, take in that sunshine for us here, all right?
I'll try to send you some warm vibes. Sorry I couldn't be on longer. Hope you had happy holidays.
You too, man. Happy holidays, Swy. All right.
Thank you.
My man Zachary Swiezicki, always bringing it, right? But, yeah, this is going to be a really close game, and I'm curious to get our listeners' thoughts on it because, you know, as I just stated, you know, Michigan State already, I mean, you go 3-9 and you have the kind of year that Michigan State has this year. They, as Coach D'Antonio calls it, completely flipped the script. They're 9-3 and now the Spartans have an opportunity to hit double digit win years for yet another time under the Mark D'Antonio tenure. It's truly remarkable. Now, I know because I'm still hearing this chatter as well. You know, heck, last night when I was prepping for today's show, you know, I'm on Twitter and I'm still seeing, you know, reactions from different Outback Bowl stories with Michigan now in Tampa preparing for the Outback Bowl against South Carolina. I did still see a few Spartan fans that are still a bit salty that Michigan State did not go to the Outback Bowl. And did they get snubbed? Without a doubt. You've heard my thoughts on that. All right. And it's all about brand recognition and it's all about money when it comes to a lot of these bowl invites. But for Michigan State now to have an opportunity to play this is going to be a much more entertaining game, I believe, than Michigan and South Carolina. When you look at Washington State going against Michigan State, these two teams are so evenly matched. And I do believe, though, that Spartan secondary, there's going to be a spotlight on that Michigan State secondary because of that air raid offense that Washington State has torched teams with time and time again this year. And, you know, if you want to compare that offense to anything that Michigan State saw this season in college football when it came to their schedule, it had to be the Northwestern game. You're going to see a lot of crossing routes, a lot of small dumps, a lot of receivers trying to cause confusion when it comes to that Spartan secondary. That secondary has to be locked in on its P's and Q's. On the flip side of that, I mean, you know, when you have a dual threat quarterback like Brian Lewerke, that offense, it already brings a different dynamic that you're not going to see on a regular basis. I think that Michigan State can put up points in this matchup, but at the same time, I think that Washington State can put up a lot of points. It's going to be a very close game. You just heard how the line is shifting in Vegas when trying to evaluate what the outcome is. But, you know, we're going to be previewing this matchup leading up to it. Of course, we're going to have an expanded X's and O's preview of that matchup on tomorrow's Current Sports. And also, you know, it's so cool. Again, you can go to our website at WKAR.org right now as I have been posting footage from out in San Diego, California, courtesy of Michigan State Athletics, as they have been following Michigan State throughout practice, as well as, you know, and this is the cool thing about bowl games. You know, it's not just about the game when you are invited to a bowl matchup. It's about the experience, you know, the experience from getting away, you know, in the context of this conversation as it pertains to Michigan State, getting away from the cold state of Michigan during the holiday season and getting a chance to go on the West Coast in beautiful San Diego. The weather is much warmer, right? And you're not only practicing and getting ready for the game, but you're doing really cool things that help with team bonding. You know, I saw that they went to the famous San Diego Zoo. And there's footage of that, and you heard in that introduction the voices of Mark D'Antonio, as well as Michigan State senior linebacker Chris Fry, as well as Michigan State junior wide receiver Felton Davis III, as they commented on just the different experiences that they have been partaking in while being out in San Diego. But they went out to the San Diego Zoo, got to see a bunch of animals and have some fun there. And then yesterday, probably the coolest experience and the more meaningful experience, I mean, getting a chance to get a tour of the USS Essex. How great is that, right? And then I saw that, you know, Tyrese Jameson will be named a Spartan honorary captain for the Holiday Bowl. Jameson, as I noted in our headliners, is an aviation electronics technician third class. Talk about class, right? Very classy move from the Spartans there. And also, Mark D'Antonio and the football team gave the Admiral U.S. Grant Sharp Trophy to longtime Spartan head strength and conditioning coach Ken Manny. And again, you know, I saw this snippet of him commenting on receiving that trophy, and he called it his greatest honor that he's received throughout his life. But again, you can catch visuals of the trip to the zoo, of practice, as well as the trip to the USS Essex via our website right now. Just simply go to WKAR.org. Well, we've got another guest that will be joining us in just a moment. We're going to hit our first break, and when we come back, we will join, we will welcome live here to WKAR's Current Sports, my man, Scott Westerman, president of the Michigan State Alumni Association. Scott will talk about how many Spartans have made the trip to San Diego and what he expects as far as the overall atmosphere pertaining to the green and white as we get you ready for the Holiday Bowl. Michigan State and Washington State. Back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Again, happy holidays to you and yours on this Wednesday, hump day, December 27, 2017. We just finished up a chat with Zachary Swiezicki of Impact Sports, former Current Sports production assistant who is out there covering the Holiday Bowl for Impact. And of course, head coach Leach and head coach D'Antonio they should be talking right now, actually. At their respective press conferences, getting the media and the fans ready for the Holiday Bowl, Michigan State and Washington State tomorrow night. Swy speaking on the preparation for Michigan State, speaking on the incredible year that Mark D'Antonio has already had, you know, winning 9 games this season, flipping the script from 3-9 to now 9-3, and an opportunity to make it 10 with a win over the Cougars tomorrow night. And now I want to talk about, you know, the Michigan State alumni who are making the trip across the country. You know, I want to talk about the fan base that is already in California. And right now we have the honor and privilege of speaking with a man who knows about Spartan fandom for sure. He is the Associate Vice President, Alumni Relations, Executive Director of the MSU Alumni Association. You know him as the one, the only, Scott Westerman. Scott, how you doing?
Hey, Al, why aren't you here, man? You need to get out here, stat.
Who you telling, dude? I'm looking at the footage of just the Spartans out in San Diego. And, you know, we have a lot of footage posted on our website, you know, courtesy of MSU Athletics. And it looks a lot warmer than it is here in Michigan, right, Scott? It's like 1 degree here in mid-Michigan right now. So I know you are living it up, my man. First off, I mean, what is the effort like, you know, when trying to organize and get the Spartans, you know, all, you know, from all around the country who want to attend the Holiday Bowl to San Diego, California? I mean, what is that planning process like?
Well, you know what? It's something that we're really good at. I mean, this is what the Alumni Association does best. We're very agile. We figure out where the Spartans are going. We learned how to do it thanks to Tom Izzo and years of NCAA tournament activity where we had to, you know, one day figure out where we were going to go and 3 days later get 15,000 people there. So this is our sweet spot. And I got to tell you, you know, as much as people originally were kind of complaining a little bit about the fact that we weren't playing in Tampa, this has turned out to be fantastic. The weather is exquisite. I am looking down from the 30th floor of the Manchester Grand Hyatt, watching the Spartan marching band do their thing in the first battle of the bands of the day.
Wow.
Sparty's down in the lobby doing a photo op. We have not one but two simultaneous meet and greets going on this afternoon. And I expect we're probably going to have something like 20,000 Spartans that will make the trip over here to watch this game before it's all said and done.
That is absolutely fantastic, Scott. And, you know, you talk about the planning process, right? I mean, when it was announced, I want to go to the first day, you know, when Mark D'Antonio has the press conference to address the bowl, the Holiday Bowl invite, right? Is the response immediate? Do you guys start getting emails right away? And how do you organize all of that?
Well, what we do is we actually plan and create 12 different websites for 12 different bowl scenarios.
Wow.
So we look at everything that we could possibly be invited to go to. And what happens is, you know, it's like bracketing fire. Like we kind of knew when Ohio State beat Wisconsin that would knock us out of contention for a couple of places. So then we began to zero in, but we were ready to go. Our predictions were we would either be in Orlando, Tampa, out here, or possibly in Nashville at Music City. Those are the four that we were thinking of, with maybe Pinstripe being the fifth.
Mm-hmm.
So we started to zero in on how all that worked. And so we were ready to go. We had everything set up. So the minute we knew, the minute that announcement was made, we flipped the switch. And within the first hour, you know, there usually are about between 100 and 300 super diehard fans that would go with us if we were playing in a field somewhere in Arkansas.
Those are the loyal ones, right?
Yeah, they're the super loyal, go anywhere, do anything folks that always travel with us. We know them all by name, and they're our favorites. And they were signed up immediately. So that got going. What really got me very excited was to see the ticket sales. I mean, we got to 45,000 total tickets sold here very quickly. Out here in San Diego. And I think a lot of that had to do with the proximity. You know, if you look at where our fan base is out here, we got a great club in San Diego. There are a ton of Spartans here. We're within driving distance for Orange County and the LA crowd. So a lot of those folks came down. It's an easy jump from Vegas. That's how I came in. I came in through Las Vegas last night. Phoenix, Scottsdale, all those folks are here.
Yeah.
As far as Albuquerque. And then, of course, there's the group that always comes from New York. Our major markets travel very, very well. New York, Denver, not so much from Florida because people kind of like it down there.
I'm sure, right? Nice and comfy there, right?
right. Yeah. But even Detroit, I mean, the we did not do a charter because being around Christmas, so many people wanted to roll their own flights. But I saw, you know, I saw a bunch of Spartans on the flight I took. Our MSU Alumni Association in advance team and the Sparty squad, they all came out yesterday morning early, and their flights were full of green and white. So I'm very excited about the turnout.
So if you could give me a number, Scott, I mean, how many MSU alum are in California?
Well, we count on about a 15,000 alum fan base that we know that we can count on to show up. Yeah, at the San Diego venue. That includes the people that are here and the people that we think would make the trip from the LA area. But you know, we're thinking that we might top 20,000 green and white in attendance that we'll know about that are here. Everything's sold out. They have a huge tailgate that the bowl committee puts on that's been sold out for 2 weeks, and we still have had a ton of calls within the last 48 hours of people saying, "How do I get into that party?" So I think it's going to be a real great Spartan experience out here.
Now, you mentioned, you know, the Battle of the Bands, right? Now, I know there's numerous events. Well, what else have Spartan fans been doing since they've been out there, Scott?
Well, the neat thing about San Diego is there's so much to see, right? I mean, you if you're a Tonight Show fan, you know about the San Diego Zoo, right? Everybody goes there. The team went there. the Essex is actually in port, a very famous aircraft carrier. There's a lot of neat things to do here. There's two Battle of the Bands today. There's one that's going on right now, and then they'll have another one this evening from 6 to 7:30. We have a kickoff luncheon that the national funding kickoff luncheon here at the Manchester Grand Hyatt is at high noon Pacific time, and that thing's sold out. We have two happy hours going on, one from 3 to 6 at the Barley Match, which is a Spartan-owned sports bar. here in San Diego. And then 3:30 to 5:30 is our official welcome tour reception here at the hotel. 6 to 7:30, the second marching band showcase. And then 7:30 to 9:30, we're hosting what we're calling the largest gathering of Spartans since Pasadena at the Grand Lobby Bar here at the Grand Hyatt. And that's going to be fun. That's just today. That's not even counting what's going on tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. So bottom line, you can't get bored out there, right? Basically.
Well, It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I mean, you remember when we did the Carrier Classic out here.
Yes.
We could only fit a few hundred people on that boat. And I had over 1,000 at a sports bar that was across the bay from the place. Just, they were looking out the window to see
the
president's plane come in. But this is a great place. I'm actually really glad that we're back in San Diego. Would have been nice to have been in Tampa, yeah. But like I've been telling my friends, been there, won that.
Put that baby on a T-shirt, right? I like that, Scott.
Yeah.
Been there, won that. And, you know, if you could compare the Holiday Bowl experience to other bowl games that you've been a part of, Scott, for many years, where would you rank the Holiday Bowl?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I would say that, you know, every bowl experience is unique and it's experience that a Spartan ought to have. So I was really hoping we didn't get the Citrus because I've been there twice, mm-hmm. you know, and even Tampa, the Outback guys do a great job. That committee is headed by a Spartan. But that's an experience we've had. Holiday Bowl is not an experience we've had. It's very well organized. I got to tell you, I think it's one of the best organized bowls that I've been to.
Mm-hmm.
And I would rate it right up there with Citrus, with Tampa. I think it's a great experience. Of course, you can't compare it to the Cotton Bowl. You can't compare it to the Rose Bowl. Those are just two. I call those once in a lifetime experiences.
Right. Right.
I think we're going to be back there in those places again with Mark's amazing program to see the turnaround that he's done in the past year. These guys are going places. I'm just really, really glad. You know, one of the coolest things that happened out here, by the way, Al, is that last night at the last practice, everyone was thanking the seniors. And they were saying, look, guys, we're here because you helped us turn it around. You were the center of this whole thing. And then for them to give the bowl trophy to Ken Manny, how cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
That guy is the heart and soul of this program. I think he's our secret weapon. You know him. I mean, he's extraordinary. All that is the kind of backstory that only happens here in the Spartan world. So it doesn't matter where we go. We're going to bring the magic. We're going to bring the game, and it's going to be a worthwhile adventure.
That is so true. And, you know, when I saw Coach Manny, you know, get that award and I watched his comments, you know, him saying that, you know, this has to be the greatest honor of his life. And I know he got pretty emotional when he received it. You know, he's so well-deserving because he has certainly been a staple of Spartan sports, you know. And I remember the first time I had him on my television show, Current Sports
right.
TV,
yeah.
right?
Uh-huh.
And he came
uh-huh.
in and he's so full of energy. He's so motivational. He is certainly, Scott, a one-of-a-kind personality, isn't he?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I think if you look at every amazing program, there is that secret guy that people don't know. I mean, we associate it with the head coach. We associate it with the athletic director and sometimes with the university president. But you know, and for a long time in Tom's program, KP, Kevin Palga, was the guy behind the scenes that
yeah.
got things done, that you know, helped the players kind of when they needed stuff. Jim Pignatero. I mean, when you think about the support system that our student athletes have at Michigan State, it makes it so easy for me when I'm helping Susie Merchant with her recruiting to tell that kind of story, because not only do they get to play in a real elite program, they get that backup stuff, the stuff that you really just can't you have to experience it to really feel it. And that's part of what the Spartan magic is. And the neat thing for me is that I get to be out here with all these guys here in San Diego feeling the love. It's all over the place here. Al, I wish you could be with us.
Oh, I wish I was there as well. And I have to ask, were you on the USS Essex yesterday with the team?
No, actually, you know, I was in Ann Arbor with, oh, my gosh, I'm looking out my window. An eagle just flew by. I can't believe this.
Look at that. We're getting live coverage of the San Diego scene. An eagle has just flown by Scott Westerman's window. You can't get this anywhere but current sports. Right, Scott?
Right. Well, yes. And I know what they look like because for several years, I actually lived on the Mississippi River, and right below me was a dam, and the eagles came there to hunt because the water was always open. This is a good sign, my friend. This is a really good sign. I totally forgot what your question was.
I tell you what. Well, it was about the USS Essex. You were in Ann Arbor yesterday, right?
Right, yeah. My dad's 92, so I tried to spend Christmas Day with him.
Oh, that's
family
great.
Down there.
Yeah.
So I got on a plane yesterday afternoon to come out here. A little bit of a delay. It came through Vegas. I spent a little bit more time there than I expected, but we're all here. Sparty's here. Everybody's here, and it's all good.
That's great stuff. All right, Scott, I'm going to put you on the spot. I already know what your answer is to this question, but I do want you to give us a score prediction on tomorrow's Michigan State win in your eyes, right? I already know you got to predict MSU to win that, right? I mean, come on now, Scott.
Well, you know, I've said it all season, Michigan State, by a touchdown and a field goal.
All right, 10
that's
points.
That's how it's going to end up.
Okay, MSU by 10 points.
Yep, MSU by 10, always.
My man, Scott Westerman, Associate Vice President, Alumni Relations, Executive Director of the Michigan State University Alumni Association. Scott, soak up the fun, and thank you so much for bringing some sunshine to us here on Current Sports, where it is pretty cloudy. Well, it's actually sunny today, but very, very cold.
Well, it's always a pleasure, my friend. We'll talk to you soon, and go green.
You got it. The one, the only, Scott Westerman. All right, let's hit our final break. When we come back, we'll take some of your comments. I see many of you are weighing in via Facebook.com/currentsports. You can call in to be a part of the show. Pick up the phone and dial 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. I'll give my thoughts on Jim Caldwell on the hot seat for the Detroit Lions, and we'll have weekend winners for you. That and so much more. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. We have just finished chatting with Scott Westerman, Associate Vice President, Alumni Relations, Executive Director of the Michigan State University Alumni Association. And prior to Scott, we welcome to the show Zachary Swyzicki of Impact Sports, as both Westerman and Swy joined us here on the airwaves to talk about the Holiday Bowl. Of course, Michigan State getting ready to take on Washington State out in San Diego, California, trying to cap off the year. The Spartans trying to cap off the year with a 10-win season. That is going to be an incredibly entertaining game. And, you know, there's a lot of storylines coming out of that game, you know, because it's going to be so competitive. But also the fact that, you know, Washington State is going to be without its two best receivers due to some situations away from the field. And now, you know, the quarterback, you know, question when it comes to Falk and whether or not his wrist is going to be 100% healthy in the game. But, you know, a few comments here. I'm on our Facebook page at facebook.com/currentsports. Ben says, Washington State may be without their three best players for the bowl game tomorrow night. They are already going to be without their top two wide receivers. That's what I just stated. And their quarterback was shown in a photo as the team arrived for the bowl game and had a cast on his left wrist. So, yeah, that all could factor in this, Ben says. And then Ben goes on to say, Michigan State in a rout. Ben is predicting a 42-14 win for Michigan State. Ben, I think you're speaking more with your heart than your head in that one. I hear you. I hear you, brother. But I think this is still, even with Washington State, you know, without their two top receivers in this game. And then, you know, the question mark when it comes to Falk and his wrist. Washington State is still a pretty good team. I mean, there are many, many ways they can burn you. And I just love, you know, when you look at that offense on film, that air raid offense, it attacks you from so many different angles. And again, it's the kind of offense that is real similar to what the Spartans saw against Northwestern, a game that went to triple overtime, right? I think that is going to be really, really close. It's really hard to say Michigan State is going to win in a rout or Washington State is going to take this one home easily. It's going to be close. This is going to be one of those games where you're going to be sitting there, you know, with your Spartan friends, fourth quarter, 2 minutes left, and you're chomping on your fingernails. I think it's going to be that kind of game. So what do you think? Give us your thoughts and predictions on Michigan State and Washington State. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Well, we have, while you guys are calling in, again, you can get a quick call in. But, you know, we have less than 10 minutes here on the show, and I do want to address the Jim Caldwell situation as it pertains to the Detroit Lions. And you look at how the Lions were eliminated from playoff contention officially with the loss to the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, there was always chatter. There's been chatter for quite some time now. There was always chatter when it comes to Caldwell's job status. And it's really been in question this season since back-to-back losses to Minnesota and Baltimore that really put the Honolulu Blue in a tough spot for a playoff berth. Now, again, that intensified tremendously after the 26-17 loss to Cincinnati on Christmas Eve, officially knocking the D out of playoff contention. The Lions have made the playoffs in two of the four seasons under Jim Caldwell. Now, when discussing the job security of a head coach in any league, let alone the NFL, you want to see what is said or what isn't said as it pertains to those who rank above the head coach, the president, the GM, the owner. And on Sunday, both team owner, Martha Ford, and President Rod Wood, both declined interview request. Bob Quinn stated that he is not going to discuss anybody's job security until after the season. And you get the feeling that you're just waiting. I feel like no matter what happens on Sunday against the Green Bay Packers, which will, again, I want to note this as well in that game, I think the Lions have a pretty good opportunity to win that game because the Green Bay Packers will be without Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback for that team. They put Rodgers back on IR, and I think it had to do a lot with, hey, they're not playing for anything either. I mean, you got two teams and the Lions and the Packers that have nothing, absolutely nothing to play for this Sunday because they both have statistically been eliminated from playoff contention. So you're going to see Brett Hundley behind center for the Green Bay Packers this weekend. But regardless, Lions win or lose, you get the feeling that almost immediately after the game, you're going to get a buzz on your phone, an update from your phone saying that Jim Caldwell has been let go. And I feel like I get the feeling that a lot of Detroit Lions fans out there feel like this move to get rid of Jim Caldwell is going to lead the Lions to some sort of promised land without looking at the big picture here. You know, it's the same conversation I had over the weekend with my uncle. You know, he's like, all right, the Lions lose to the Bengals. Caldwell has to go, right? But let's be real here. The Lions' problems go way deeper than Mr. Jim Caldwell. Way deeper. Caldwell's record, 35-28 in almost four full seasons with the Lions. His career record as head coach of the Indianapolis Colts and Detroit is 61-50 And with a win Sunday, if the Lions, you know, do beat the Packers, the Lions will finish above 500 for the third time in Caldwell's four seasons. He's led the team again, 35-28, regular season record during his tenure. And if you compare Jim Caldwell's record to past coaches, past Lions coaches, you know, through 63 regular season games as the Lions head coach, he has the second best winning percentage at 556 of any full-time Lions coach in the Super Bowl era. So one way I look at it like this is Jim Caldwell, with that being said, again, second best win percentage of any full-time Lions coach in the Super Bowl era, I look at that and say, okay, Jim Caldwell, in comparison to other Lions coaches, has done pretty well. But the at some point, the expectations have to change. If you want to start competing for Super Bowls, you have to make moves that put you in that conversation. I think we all can agree. Jim Caldwell as the head coach is not going to lead you to the promised land. So you're going to make a move. And on tomorrow's show, I'm going to put in perspective just how many vacant NFL head coaching jobs there will be after Sunday. But I also want to say this. Jim Caldwell can't do anything about injuries. And there were numerous injuries that led to the demise of the Detroit Lions this season. Especially in the trenches. That defensive line. It's like when Haloti Ngata got hurt, that defensive line went down the tubes. All right? You got to have a running game if you want to win in the NFL. The Lions have not had a running back in I don't know how many years. There's been multiple inconsistencies. So this goes deeper than Jim Caldwell. I'm going to put that in perspective on tomorrow's Current Sports, folks. We're also going to have our very own, a dear friend of the show, I should say, Seth Newman of the Spartan Sports Network. He'll be on to talk more Holiday Bowl with us on tomorrow's show. That and so much more. But much thanks to Scott Westerman. Much thanks to my man Zachary Swiezicki for Karell Vega behind the glass. I am Al Martin reminding you to always be easy, people.